We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to see loco?
I'll get loco.
Yes.
Loco hour.
is that a real question? Or?
Yeah, let's get loco. Let's you want to get loco? Let's get loco. We going to get loco. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. If you're new to the program, it's Hochman and Crowder. You get one loco hour that is $7.90 the ticket exclusive. And then beginning around 3 o'clock, we go for the simulcast. We take all the stations, Papa.
All of them, Papa.
Take all the stations, Papa.
All of them, Papa.
We are 2 days away from Miami Dolphins preseason game number 2. That is Friday night in Tampa. Going to get to that. We've got some beef brewing with Glenn Geffner, Will Manso, and inexplicably me. I've inserted myself into beef.
Why would you jump in beef?
You know what? I'll tell you why. Will Manso is, for those that don't know, Glenn Geffner, obviously he's the radio play-by-play voice for the Miami Marlins. Will Manso, sports director at Local 10, and he does the Heat pregame and postgame on Fox Sports Sun, and he's a friend of the program. That's how I ended up inserting myself. Will Manso, like, we know a lot of guys. There's a few guys in media or that are friends of ours that I'll cape up for if I feel like they're being treated unfairly. I'll get to that in a sec. To that in a sec, because Will Manso is going to join us today. And
in the middle of it.
He retweeted my tweet, which was attacking Glenn Geffner. I pulled no punches. I'll get to it in a sec.
Glenn, huh?
Get to it in a sec.
Y'all picking on Glenn?
Yeah, you know, and that's unfair, too. I mean,
his name's Glenn.
It's Glenn Geffner.
Glenn.
Yeah.
There's no tough Glenns
Glenn
out
Geffner
there.
Glenn Geffner, and
when's the last time you heard the phrase, Glenn whoop my ass?
Glenn. Who's the toughest Glenn?
Robinson.
Big Baby Davis.
Yeah, Glenn Robinson. Glenn Rice.
Glenn Rice.
I'm thinking about this.
G-Money.
Didn't Glenn Rice surprise someone in his bedroom? Do you know this story? I don't know if you're supposed to talk about this on the air.
He ran up on some dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the dude was in the closet.
Yeah, yeah. I know the story.
Hiding from Glenn Rice.
Okay. You put it out there. I know it. Okay. No, yeah. No. Yeah. Okay.
What happened?
No.
Do you know this story or no?
No.
You really don't know that story?
I don't.
I mean, I think it's public knowledge.
It is now.
I honestly think that's public knowledge. It just, some guy, I don't know how, got into his bedroom closet.
Didn't fall through the ceiling.
As Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
Glenn Rice, I believe, caught his woman in the company of another man, but the other man was hiding in the closet. And then I believe Glenn Rice kicked the holy hell out of that dude. That's where I go tough as Glenn. But there's a great story. You know the Dennis Rodman story when Carmen Electra walked in on him?
Yeah, I know that one.
I don't know if they were married or dating at that time, but Dennis Rodman is, you know, either married or dating Carmen Electra. She walks in on him with another woman in their bed. This is the honest to God truth. And he explains he doesn't know where the woman came from. She fell out of the ceiling.
It wasn't me.
Hey, man. If you believe a lie enough,
stick with it.
It becomes the truth.
Stick with
it. I was just talking with Amber and Brian Monroe before us. They were walking out of the studio, and I don't know how we got on the topic of O.J. Simpson. We started talking about, they were talking about, who's the guy from the Patriots? The murderer, and then he committed suicide.
Aaron Hernandez.
So, and Amber, you know, is a lawyer, and so they were talking about, and then we started talking about preponderance of guilt, and it got into OJ, and And Brian Monroe's like, yeah, like, come on, dude. But that guy on Twitter, like, it's kind of funny. But I, you know, and I go, Crowder has the best O.J. Simpson story. Like, Gallo's humor. And I told them quickly the O.J. Simpson story, which is, I mean, it's just, it's Gallo's humor.
Yes.
And it, I mean, I'm kind of the opinion funny is funny. Tell the story real quick. You're caught at an airport. Your flight gets delayed.
We were at an autograph signing, me and Ronnie Brown. OJ lived in Fort Lauderdale. We were at one, the small airport. I always forget. It's two in New York. We were all in New York our rookie year. And our flight gets delayed. There's one restaurant in the terminal. So everybody's trying to run over there and get the table. We end up going over there when OJ and his entourage, about four or five guys, are there. So me and Ronnie are now sitting with OJ. He has more than us. So it's his table. They bring the
suit. You didn't know him.
No. We, you know, he said what's
just
up.
Just waved you over.
And Lawrence Taylor was there. Joe Montana was like, it was a big time autograph sign. So we met the guys, but then now we're in the airport and they bring the place settings over and everybody has a knife and a fork and they're laying it out. It's about eight of us around the table. They're all laying it out. When they lay OJ's knife and fork on the table, his buddy just, you know, very, very smoothly just reaches over and slides his knife away from him. And all of them fall out laughing.
Right. They're just busting their friend's chops about, oh, that little murder charge.
Yeah. And that was so me and Ronnie, like me and Black are sitting there, me and Ronnie, and we giggle, obviously. I didn't want to make OJ mad in front of a knife. So we giggle.
But Gallo's humor is generally funny. Like, you don't feel good about it, but it's generally funny.
And they all, like, it was a joke amongst friends where, like, the joke is that he got away with murder.
And it wasn't your place to make a stand.
No. Yeah, we ate real fast. I think I got heartburn. I destroyed that damn hamburger real quick and got the hell on. But yes, for that to be a joke made me uncomfortable sitting next to
him. Tell everybody what your mom made you do when she saw you had a framed O.J. Simpson picture on your wall.
They end up printing them out day one. We're there 2 days, Friday and Saturday. And then I print them out, taking a picture with O.J., and then we get there Saturday, and they gave us a picture, all of us, like next to O.J. This O.J. Simpson still. I had one with LT. I had one with Curtis Martin, Joe Montana. I had a bunch of pictures of guys I had growing up. And when I take the pictures home, I end up hanging them up in my old trophy room, whatever.
Right.
I had my pictures up.
Celebrities,
jerseys. My All-American stuff. But I also had my 8x10s of guys I wanted up. And my mom was like, you need to take that down. Like, this dude is he should not be on the wall. He should not be celebrated. And I agree with her. I end up taking it down. I have the picture right now. It is in a drawer in my office. Like, I still have it, but I agree with her. He should not be celebrated on my trophy wall.
When mom tells you to take the picture down, too, doesn't even matter whether you believe it or not. When mom tells you to take the picture down, you take the picture down.
Yes. So I got in my running back section, I have a missing piece, and I even left a little gap just to be like, hey, the story's there.
Leave a little gap there for Kalen Ballage, will you? Because I like what I saw today at the joint practice. And from what I saw, I'm only reading Joe Shad's Twitter account, but I like what I saw from Kalen Ballage.
As I get my fantasy stuff together, Kalen Ballage is a sleeper.
I'll tell you what, man. Did I see, too, that Kenyon Drake was in a walking boot today?
He was, yes.
He was in a walking boot. Let's get to headlines anyway. I don't know if that's in there or not. Here is Alejandro Solana with headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It is in my headline, my first headline. Dolphins running back Kenyon Drake left practice yesterday and was in a walking boot today. He told ESPN's Cameron Wolf he'll miss some action, but it's nothing crazy, and the team expects Kenyon to be back for the start of the season.
Okay. I did read something today, though. I got to look and see whose Twitter account it was. I don't know if it was Adam Beasley or Joe Shad, but someone said Brian Flores is a big fan of the way Kalen Ballage practices, so There might be, again, too early to know, but there might be some sort of transition brewing.
All right, Josh Rosen took most of today's snaps with the starters. However, Ryan Fitzpatrick is still expected to start Friday versus the Buccaneers.
Okay.
The Marlins lost 15-1 yesterday in their series opener versus the Dodgers.
That's part of my beef with Glenn Geffner and Will Manso.
Game two.
I'll tell you about it in a sec.
Game two is tonight at 7:10 from Marlins Park. Last night, junior safety Derek Smith announced he's no longer on the Canes roster.
What the hell happened there?
Officially entered the transfer portal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand what happened there.
Got in his feelings.
Tom D'Angelo is going to join us later. He can maybe explain. Is that, you think, what happened? Like, I mean, he's started a whole bunch of games. Like, you think he's, new regime? But Manny Diaz was his defensive coordinator.
And he thanked Manny Diaz, Mark Richt. Like, he was very classy about the whole thing. Very weird.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Ohio State University is seeking to trademark the word "the."
I believe they pronounce it "the."
In order to protect the brand.
Yeah. Yeah. The Ohio State.
I don't know if you can trademark that word.
Well, there's some issue with it.
The. We're not allowed to say it anymore if they get it?
No, but they're allowed to use it, I guess, in commercial ventures, T-shirts, and whatnot. But, I mean, whatever. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Are sure? I can see Fitzmagic. I can see trademarking
right,
that.
Right. The.
Sorry, Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm not sorry about anything, Ohio State.
The
Stupid. Buckeye. Take that. Fake national championship.
Uh-oh, that's still
getting him. Oh, Jack.
What's the ref's name?
I will get Mo Porter. I will get Robert Smith on the phone right now. What else you got there, Solana?
At 3 p.m., Liverpool and Chelsea face off in the 2019 UEFA Super Cup.
Okay.
And finally, pumpkin spice spam is now a real thing. It goes on sale September 23rd. It'll only be available at spam.com. And Walmart.com.
Pumpkin spice spam. That's weird because pumpkin spice is geared towards millennials.
Yeah. No.
And yeah.
Pumpkin spice?
Yeah.
Geared towards white people.
Millennials. White millennials.
Okay. Yeah.
Young white millennials. Isn't it? Or am I getting that wrong? No, maybe it's my age too. You're right.
Latte,
you know what?
Yeah. White folks love a pumpkin, man.
You're right.
Yeah. It's more geared towards like the Starbucks consumer.
Yes.
The person who pays $6 for a coffee.
Yeah. Maybe that's more my age group, huh?
Yeah, I mean, millennials
do millennials
partake.
Go to Starbucks and whatnot?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, we didn't know I can eat it. I didn't know I could eat pumpkin until I was a grown-up.
Pumpkin seeds, though, we can all agree.
Well, my pumpkins growing up were all carved and put in front of your house with a candle. We didn't eat them.
And you scoop out the seeds.
Well, I know now.
Fry them up.
I know now.
These millennials, man, I'm walking around with a water bottle today. Solana says to me, he goes, plastic water bottle, huh? Yeah? He goes, look at mine. It's a plastic cup.
Nope.
I go, hey, you got a plastic water bottle too.
It's not.
Well, it is.
It's a water bottle. It's one that I can reuse. I'll keep it for
the
rest of my life.
Right, but it is plastic.
Sure, but it's not the same type of plastic as can I say the brand?
Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills. Zephyr Hills.
Yes, Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills.
Is that what you say?
I've been to Zephyr Hills, Florida, Hawks.
No, you have not.
Don't start
You've
with
been
me.
To Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills.
There's no Zephyr Hills.
Saying the same thing.
You're not, though.
It's like the Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Later on.
Who gets excited when they fill their... Have you seen the water fountains that when you fill your bottle up, it counts
the gym,
amount of
at
bottles?
At the gym, and it tells you how many bottles you've saved. We have one out here.
It is?
We have one right here.
Like, Does that fill anybody's heart up? I don't know. I see it all the time.
It's BS. Oh. It's complete BS.
Here we go.
The same guy who programmed that water fountain with the number of cups is the same guy that built the studio next to us that's not functioning because it's all wet. Like, honestly, like it's not the nuclear clock over there. Some guy here in the bit, like, tree. Had to go in, screw the water fountain into the wall, and then program magically how many cups that you've saved if you put your water thing up there. I mean, honestly, like you buy that, you look at it and you go, wow, this water fountain here has saved 27 million plastic cups.
Yes.
Go, really? It's me and Channing. We don't use it. I can guarantee you Joe Rose doesn't use it. I know Zach Krantz doesn't use it. Like there's... You're the only person. If honestly, if that number is more than four, it's wrong.
I would rather want to put it on a tap to say, hey, you saved four beer bottles today by drinking out of the tap. Put some Hop Gun Funky Buddha on there. Bro, now we got action.
You guys want to keep killing the environment? Go right ahead.
I'm inexplicably angry over that.
Hawk hates sea turtles.
He does.
No, I don't.
You're the hero, though.
But I like straws more. It's not that I hate sea turtles. I like plastic straws more.
But the sea turtles suffer.
There's a trash patch.
Do they?
There's a trash patch, Hawk.
This trash patch.
I saw one tear drop out of a sea turtle's eye the other day.
That wasn't a tear. It was salt water. Dude's not at the beach. You crazy? He's at the beach.
What was the Native American?
Iron face. Here. It wasn't Iron Face.
I saw Iron Turtle.
The crying Indian.
Iron Face Turtle. I saw him. He was crying.
What is his name? Iron Eyes Cody.
Iron Eyes Cody. Michelangelo. I was fishing the other day and he came up on me one single tear.
He was in the water. There's no tear in the water. I am fascinated now. You have to go by our water fountain out there and tell me how many cups it says that we've saved.
Well, once I have to refill
no,
my water bottle.
No, just go see. Just go see.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. You're not needed here. Just go see.
If you type in Glenn Rice Closet, the story comes
it
up.
It comes up. So it is public. I didn't think I was giving any way.
No. They said it was a monster in the closet, but the monster was naked. And he wore his ass out. So, yes, that story's public.
Yeah, okay. It's not state secret. I think everybody kind of knows that. I am scared
of Glenn's.
I got a Big Baby Davis, Glenn Rice, Tough Glenn's. What'd you find out back there, Alejandro?
68. Almost nice. Cups have been used.
Okay. Oh. I mean, that's just safe. Total BS. It's total BS. Have you ever seen anyone put a water bottle by that water fountain?
Myself.
Yeah, you. So, are you thirsty? Like, I mean,
well, no,
how much?
Because I refilled.
Are you thirsty?
I refilled my shaker.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, you're getting pretty close to the you whippersnappers get off my lawn guy. No, but if it's something that annoys me, I'm that guy.
Yes.
I'll go out there and refill my water bottle, my Zephyr Hills bottle at the thing or whatever. But I don't put any stock into that counter.
That counter.
I mean, that is like buying a used car in 1973 when they used to just roll those things wherever they wanted it to be. I think it's a little harder nowadays, but back in the day, it was just like numbers that, you know, would click to the next number.
And
nothing
you
was digital.
It in reverse.
Yeah, man. You want to sell a car? Oh, it's got too many miles on it. I'll bring it back tomorrow. I got a different one. It's got half the mileage on it.
Such a weird thing to be suspicious about. Like, why wouldn't you trust the counter?
I'm not suspicious of it. I'm just a realist. Like, what do you think that's calibrated on? What do you think is the basis for truth on that water fountain?
I'll ask Tree.
Yeah, go ask Tree.
Tree have an answer.
Yeah. Tree will take a straw and hit a sea turtle in the face with it.
A plastic straw.
So, yes on a pumpkin spice spam, we're doing that?
No.
Nah, son.
All right. What are we going to do here? I guess we need to take a break, huh? Take a break. I got to get to you this Glenn Geffner, Will Manso story. How do I put this? I may have a thumb penis. I'll explain it next on Hockman and Crowder. Loco Hour. I'm going to wrap it up Wednesday.
You want to see Loco?
You want to see Loco? Loco Hour is exclusive to 790 The Ticket. We go from about 1:55 is when we hop on the air. We go about 1:55 till 2:55 exclusively 790 The Ticket, the Loco Hour, and then we start the simulcast with our sister station 560 The Joe, WQAM, and that begins exactly at 3 o'clock. Here's the, couple things from the first segment. You said who's the ref from the Ohio State-Miami game. I said Bo Porter. It is Terry Porter. A lot of texters have corrected me. Bo Porter was the third base coach for the Marlins about 5-6 years ago. I don't know why I have him in my head.
You hate him too? No,
I love Bo Porter. Okay. Although he did wave some people through that had no business getting waved through. A lot of people taking issue with the rant I gave you on the counting of the water bottles that are saved via those water fountains. Just relax, people. Just relax. I use them too.
Don't relax.
I just don't trust the math. I don't trust the math on it. Like it's a made up number.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a made up number. They're estimating.
It's not
a made up number.
I will get to the bottom of this by the end of the show today. I will prove to you that the math is spot on.
So I said at the end of the last segment, I may or may not have a thumb penis. So here's
what does that mean?
Here's what this revolves around. So yesterday we took promo photos for the show, and we had our great photographer Ron Elkman up here. We absolutely love him. He's been doing photos for us for, you know, a number of years now. And so we took pictures, me, Crowder, Alejandro Solana, and we'll have a new picture up on the podcast because Solana's officially a part of the show. If you missed that last week, we announced he's been hired as our full-time executive producer, and so we wanted to get some official photos up there and whatnot. So I went through them last night. There's about 2,000 photos. There's a lot. 12 a second is what Ron takes.
Was it 12?
Yes, 12 a second.
Bro, he said it 100 times.
So, but I think it was 12, though.
Yeah, 12. So anyway, there's a lot of photos. They get posted to a Dropbox last night. So we're looking through them and blah, blah, blah. So I picked some ones that I think are a good representation of the three of us. We tried not to do anything too hacky or whatnot. So there's a couple that I like. I'm looking at them closer this morning. And Crowder's got his hands up kind of in the jazz hands thing. He's sitting in front of us. My concept on the pictures were Crowder, the show revolves around him. He's the planet. And we're orbiting him. He's the planet that keeps everything in orbit. So he's sitting. I'm flanked to one side. Solana's flanked to the other side. And we're kind of leaning in. And Crowder, making the jazz hands, his thumb is right where my schmeckle would be.
The schmeckle?
If it was not covered by jeans, which it was. But if you glance at the photo, it looks like I've got a thumb penis.
He pulled the swiper out, huh?
And so, and Solana posted three pictures on his Instagram account. The second one shows it, right? What's your Instagram account?
At Alex M. Solana.
All right. So now this is going to be airbrushed out, but if you want to get the version that is NSFW, you've got to get it now. You can download it off Solana's Instagram account. What'd you say? It's Alex M. Solana?
At Alex M. Solana.
S-O-L-A-N-A. You can see it's the second picture that he posted. And like, you know, you got, like, look away, have the picture up on your phone, look away, and then just kind of glance back at it. And it's, yeah, it's just not, it's not anything anybody wants to see.
But it's my thumb.
It's your thumb, I know. And here's the really sad part. I wish it was.
So your schmeckle's lowercase schmeckle, huh?
I looked at that for a second. I said, oh, if I could just have this man's thumb.
Man, I know you throwing that thing now. Get your deep voice when you talk about it.
Well, so I had my deep voice out with Glenn Geffner this morning. So here's what happened. Glenn Geffner, who is the radio play-by-play voice for the Marlins on the Miami Marlins radio network, he tweets last night. Well, let me go back further. Will Manso, who's going to join us around 4 o'clock today. 4 o'clock? I think 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4.
Will Manso is going to join us around 4 o'clock today. He tweeted out last night. Marlins lost last night, right? 15-1?
15-1.
Okay, 15-1. That's
embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. He tweets out last night, send me your reaction to the Marlins game tonight in one GIF. Okay? So people are, you know, sending. He had 97 responses. They're sending funny little GIFs or whatever. And someone retweeted it and wrote, this should be fun. Glenn Geffner, who's on vacation, by the way, he's taking some time off from broadcasting because his kids going to college for the first time, so he's dropping the kids at college, so he's actually away for a few games. He tweets at Will or the person that said this should be fun. Glenn Geffner tweeted, "Less fun when people do things like this." This is directed at Will Manso. Less fun when people do things like this, but 100% ignore nights like Saturday. Remember, they had that amazing victory in the ninth inning Saturday.
Yes.
There were 20-plus thousand people at Marlins Park. It was great. It was the one great game of the season. He says, less fun when people do things like this, but 100% ignore nights like Saturday. Where was a tweet like this after an epic win that displayed many of the positives of the build? Yes, there are bad nights, but don't waste our time talking bad when you don't acknowledge the good.
Ooh, Glenn killed y'all.
Now, well, not y'all.
It was Will.
I
had nothing to do with that. Not my fight. I read it this morning. This is 6 in the morning. I'm awake. I'm sitting on the toilet. I go, the hell's Glenn Geffner talking about here? Will Manso has been such a defender of the Marlins and everything they've done. I've made fun of him on the air.
Yes.
He comes on. He's like, you got to trust in Jeter, and you got to trust what they're doing. And Will Manso was the only guy saying, yeah. Don't worry that they're trading Yelich and Stanton. Like, he gave you the Marlins company line. He's been a staunch defender. So I tweeted at Glenn Geffner. I didn't retweet it with quote. I just tweeted at Glenn. BS, and I wrote the word.
Oh,
the curse was in there. BS take by you, Glenn. Manso has been a constant voice on radio and TV and Twitter telling fans to believe in what the Marlins are doing. Tons of positive tweets about the Marlins. 3 tweets in a row about Isan. Remember Isan? Who was it? Isan Diaz? Was that his name when he had the home run? His dad was sitting there getting interviewed by Craig Minervini. Yeah. And I write, the Marlins' own Twitter account made fun of last night's 15-1 ass-kicking. And Glenn responded, I don't think it was me, it was to someone else that called him out on it, and he was like, I don't know who Will Manso is, I don't follow him, I don't listen to what he has to say, all I know, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, Will then, he retweeted what I tweeted, and then Will tweeted at Glenn Geffner and said, how about next time you at me? Like, I'm not that hard to find, and my history, like, here's a couple screenshots which aren't that hard to find. I'm thinking to myself, the hell's wrong with Glenn Geffner? Dude, you're going to cape up for the Marlins after a 15-1 ass-kicking? Like that, I mean, you got to know your time. Like, but, I mean, that's just bad timing. Like, he was excited over Saturday night's come-from-behind win, and rightfully so. It was great. But they just got their ass beaten 15-1, and he doesn't like the tweet where he's asking for funny gifs? Like, get out of here with that.
Actually, the opposite of what sports is supposed to be. What if Rosen goes and throws 4 interceptions? We can't get on him because he can say, hey, last week I threw 2 touchdowns.
And there are people that'll text in like that. Oh, all you want to do is rip the new guy or whatever. No, like, we're just criticizing. And by the way, how many times have you and I pointed out, and Solana can attest to it, we make fun of each other for weird things that we say, weird things that we do. We have what we call verbal or radio interceptions, right? Verbal miscues. We throw picks. We lose 15-1. I mean, Friday, we were out at Hollywood Beach. In the 5 o'clock hour, we had Manny Diaz on in the 2 o'clock hour. 5 o'clock, spent the entire first segment telling you Manny Diaz was excellent in the 2 o'clock hour. And I know a lot of people are driving home right now. We're going to play it back for you next. You got to hear this. And Solana played the wrong segment. He didn't replay Manny Diaz. He just played a segment, a random segment from our show. That's a radio interception.
Yeah.
Solana lost 15-1 on Friday. We made fun of him for it. I'm making fun of him right now. But when he does something really good, or if he does something really good, we'll let you know. And we'll celebrate it when he does.
But it's, which is everywhere, every aspect of life. If you're a salesman and you lose a big sale,
acknowledge it.
And your boss yells at you, the first thing you say is, I closed that deal last month, though.
Right. Where was the plaudits when I closed the deal last month? Like, you just got your ass handed to you.
Yes.
Like, sorry.
It's that.
And that's sports. Sports to me, like, to the nth degree of that.
That's why people love sports, is the up and down of the emotion.
And then, by the way, Will Manso's a pretty high-profile sports figure in the city, right?
Now, that was the low blow.
I mean, he does 82 Heat games on Fox Sports Sun. Glenn Geffner, I mean, that's like broadcast brethren. Like, what are you doing there?
It was,
like,
the weirdest part to me.
That's where the weirdest part.
He's taking shots at the only guy who defends the Marlins who has that platform. Hawk, I can't remember the last time you were this outraged with somebody in the media.
Yeah, I don't think that I normally do.
Oh, boy.
I had a feeling something was getting launched. Like, it didn't, like, because he left it on a high note.
You gave him the window.
All right.
You left the window open.
Go ahead, Solana. You're playing your theme music. And there's the heavy bag.
Oh, we got some action today, Papa.
We got action, Papa.
Who you got? Hawk and his thumb penis? Or Glennie?
I mean, it was a photo error.
Jen, who you got?
What?
Come on, Chan.
You know what? I don't want to turn my back on you, Hawk. I got Glenn.
Glenn Geffner?
Seems like he's angered easily. Because if you lose 15-1, you're not allowed to criticize. Seems like he has anger management problems. Like, you're too nice. Glenn.
Did you hear how angry I just got at Glenn Geffner?
But you have no anger management problems.
I might, actually.
You smile through your anger. I don't think Glenn smiles through his.
He's too busy eating that Shake Shack. Eat a salad once, Glenn. Wow, I never knew that the music got a little melodic and sappy there at
the
end.
Never left it, the bed playing that long.
Hey, I see one of our engineers is in the side of the studio with you. Can you let him know that it's about 87 degrees in this studio and we're sweating bullets back here? Any chance on getting it cooler in here, Steph? No? Mm. All right. Well, we gave it a shot.
You got a fan? I'll take a church fan, the one I have to do with myself. It's hot as hell in here.
I was getting show notes today from our program director, and I'm like, shouldn't you be worried about keeping the station on the air before you're giving me show notes? I know he's listening at his desk right now too. Like, shouldn't you keep the station on the air? You know what? Len Weiner?
Uh-oh.
He's Glenn Geffner. I mean, dude.
I'm not with him, Len.
He's giving me show notes. Fire off the We Got Action, Jack. I'm taking out Len Weiner.
Nope.
Give me the We Got Action, Jack.
Hell no.
Oh, somebody points out via text, thumb penis versus butt foot.
Butt foot all day. Can cover that up.
Oh, baby. Hell yeah.
Bring it on.
Let's go.
Bring it on.
We got some more action.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating bullets back here.
Jack.
Bro, butt foot has not affected me once in my life.
But neither has thumb penis.
Versus thumb penis.
Has it?
Man, I'm sweating.
You should have 8 kids right now.
Oh, my goodness.
You always stayed in the foyer.
Honestly, like, we can't get a air conditioner that works. We moved in here 3 weeks ago. Happening. They're using all the electricity. It's like Apollo 13. They're using all the amps to try to keep 790 on the air. So there's nothing left for the air conditioner. They've powered down the vending machines. And so they have like 15 plugs into the transmitter.
Diverting the electricity to us.
Exactly.
Turn off the copy machine.
We need it to keep 790 on the air.
I'm not with you. I'm laughing, though.
You're not with me. You're against me.
That water fountain counter keeps working, though.
Yeah, that keeps working. Somehow that gets enough amps.
No way.
All right, let's take a quick break. I don't know what just happened there. I feel like we fell off the rails
you
there.
You got hot with Glenn.
I don't know what happened.
And
Glenn
Len.
And Len.
Glenn and Len.
I'm taking out all ends. Look out.
What?
Look out, buddy. What? You next.
This dude's crazy.
You next. We'll take a break. I'm going to go towel off a little bit, and then we'll come back on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Hockman and Crowder, Loco Hour. Somebody texts in, I was all happy for you guys moving to a new studio. Now I'm feeling bad for you. At least you two can find the humor in it. Well, I will say, I was looking for a cold drink. I went out to the vending machine out there. It takes Apple Pay. I mean, that's a pleasure.
It's hard to sell, but it's still nice.
That's a pleasure. Somebody says, yesterday was Epcot, today Glenn. Hawks on a rampage.
You had a tough weekend, bro. What's going on?
I don't know where the anger's coming from.
Football season brings it out of you.
Football season brings it out of you. Two nights away, this hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. 2 days away. I asked you I guess they played Thursday last week, but I asked you a couple days before preseason game one, you know, what are we looking to learn? What are we looking at? What about for Friday night? Anything new, or are we just looking for Josh Rosen? Like, is there anything different that we're looking? Seeing maybe if Preston Williams can continue what he did week one?
Progression.
Yeah.
The offensive line was getting destroyed, starters and backups. Like, I saw what's the boy's name? Shaq Calhoun.
Yeah.
Get run around like he was sitting still. Like, I saw some holes there, some inefficiencies there. So let's see them get a little better. See if Preston Williams, who now should get a lot of earlier reps after doing what he did, put him in with the ones and see what he can do. Put him in earlier and see what he can do.
I saw from the beat reporters that are up in Tampa, he was returning punts today. They've got him returning punts. This guy might become the next great all-around offensive and special teams threat that the Miami Dolphins have had.
It's funny that remember we were talking to OG and he did the numbers for us and he started saying, "Hey, you usually keep five receivers,
right?
The other guys have to play special teams."
Would seem like there would be a little battle at the end there between Allen Hurns and Preston Williams.
So you have those two guys. Hey, let's see what Preston can do on special teams so that he can contribute if he is the fifth or sixth receiver.
Right, but if he looks like he can be a future number one, why risk injury, right? Because isn't that where you're –
I mean, O.J. McDuffie used to return punts.
Yeah, Wes Welker at his Pro Bowl, I mean, he was all pro returning
but
punts.
Isn't it different now where, no, like, you're trying to, you know, keep your potential stars, future stars
I don't
from injury?
Think so.
Solana, I would say he cut me off.
He
I
just
want to
turned
talk
your
to
mic
him.
Off. Bro, he did that to me yesterday.
I'm going to smack your mouth now. Nobody wants to get smacked in the lips. Bah, right in the lips.
Just working out the kinks back.
I don't understand. Well, I mean, it's pretty easy, though. Mic one, mic two, mic three. Like,
all three of our mics are next to each other, so when I try to do it without looking down at the board, I click the wrong one. It won't happen again. My bad.
Solana.
Well, you can't say it won't happen again because it happened yesterday. Yeah, that's cute. That was funny. That was funny.
Got to pop him in his lips.
That was funny. But that's can you not work the remote control of your TV without looking down at it? Like, how long did it take you to gather that? Like, I mean, you know, the buttons are all next to each other. It's just one remote control. So you can't work that without looking down?
Yeah, you don't want me near the remote control on Super Bowl Sunday. Papa.
All right. Okay.
Shopping Network.
What were you saying about him after we got rudely interrupted there?
Tyreek Hill returns punts, and he's a top three slot receiver in this league. Deion Sanders returned punts. Like, if you got a guy that can do it, bro, put him back there. That could be a game-changing play. So play special teams and offense. That's what the great players do. That's what they're supposed to do. If he's great, he should want to be back there with the ball in his hand.
Oh,
so,
I would say most receivers, first of all, would love to be returning punts or kicks. Like, that happens to be, like, and I know injuries, that's a fair concern. But, you know, and again, if you had invested Antonio Brown money, then you're not going to have him return punts unless he's Devin Hester, you know, unless he's got a history of it. But, yeah, guys like Preston Williams, yeah. I mean, they're dying to do that.
Go back to 05, after they gave Ronnie Brown $50 million, they had him back there returning kickoffs because he was big and can run a 4.3. Why not have a 225-pounder running downhill that's fast as all get-up? You just use who you have. Like, that is a job. People want to, you know, offense, defense. Special teams wins games. Y'all, as a Kane fan, you got to understand that with Devin Hester. Devin Hester was not a great receiver. He was not a great defensive back. He was average at best at a position group.
Hall of Fame special teamer.
He changed games, therefore changed seasons with a couple returns a game. That's what you got to do. So, yeah, no, if he can return them, return them, bro. If Jakeem Grant can't do it and Preston's better, put Preston back there.
Here's some of the tweets from Joe Shad today from the Palm Beach Post. For those of you that haven't been able to pay attention to the joint practice today, he says, Kenyon Drake and guess who are not practicing today?
Devontae
Parker.
He's paper thin, man.
It really is crazy. Like, it's crazy. And now you got Preston Williams showing out, and he still can't get onto the field. Kenyon Drake and Devontae Parker are not practicing today. Drake was spotted in a walking boot. Joe Shad tweets a follow-up. The good news regarding Kenyon Drake, despite being in a walking boot, his injury is not considered structural, so it could be worse. Then he tweets, Josh Rosen to Preston Williams. Rinse and repeat. I would like to see that plenty. He says, Isaiah Ford has had a nice Dolphins camp. Miami is really deep at wide receiver. They could afford to trade one. I haven't even thought about that. You talk about keeping five receivers. We haven't even put Isaiah Ford into the mix there. He was on the practice team, practice squad last season.
I think
he spent most of the season on the practice squad.
But even with Devontae, I'll bring it back to normal life. The person that has bronchitis in January, then in February they have an ear infection. In March they have tonsillitis. In November, the person that's just always sick, there's guys that are always injured. There's guys like that. Anything happens, it's a big issue. They're never hurt, they're injured. Hey, my toe hurts. Okay, is it sore? No, it's dislocated at the third knuckle.
You know, you saw it on Hard Knocks. I didn't see episode 2 last night, but the first episode, who was that dude from Last Chance U?
Ollie, whatever.
Yeah, Robert Ollie or something like that. I forget what exactly his name was. But, yeah, he just had, like, a couple knick-knack things. And then John Gruden made an example of him. He's like, yeah, you can get him the hell out of here. Like, he's not even going to therapy with the trainer. Like, But, yeah, you're like, certain guys are just nicked up.
And you got to do it. It's a thing. Jason Taylor actually made it famous with the Dolphins. I know it's been said before. You can't make the club in the tub. If you're sitting up in the ice tub getting stem and ice all day, you're not helping us win. You're actually taking up time of the trainers that could be helping actual players that are going to contribute that year. I don't think Devontae's to that part where we're wasting time rehabbing him. But I can't say he's not sneaking close where the Dolphins at some point are going to have to say, you spend more time with the trainers than you do in receiver meetings. We need to move on.
Joe Shad, a few more tweets from his observations of practice today. Mark Walton looks to be a really, really good number three NFL running back for the Dolphins. So it would look like they've got Drake, Ballage, and Mark Walton would be their three running backs. He says Kalen Ballage has looked like a monster today with Kenyon Drake's sidelines, size, speed, and power. He is a big dude. If you haven't seen Kalen Ballage up close, he is a big dude.
I kept calling him Jerome when I met him.
You thought?
I thought he was a linebacker.
Yeah.
It was him and Jerome Baker. They're same complexion, you know what I'm saying? They came in at the same time. When I went and talked to the rookies, I was talking to him like he was Jerome Baker, and he's just smiling and laughing because Jerome looks like a tailback more than he looks like a tailback. He's a big fella.
Then Joe Shad tweets, you could tell Brian Flores is a fan of how Kalen Ballage practices. A couple other tweets. Mike Evans got behind Xavier Howard on a deep TD pass from Jameis Winston. Cornell Armstrong, nice pass breakup at the goal line. Dolphins go to a 7 defensive back look against the Bucs, and Jamal Wiltz intercepts Jameis Winston. So there's a little look at the joint practice today.
And that 7 DB set is the 100% New England Patriots stuff. We don't have a defense. Our defense is doing what you can't contain. If we have to put 8 DBs and 3 linemen, whatever it takes to win the snap. That is 100% Patriot way, and that's what Flores, whenever you ask them about the defensive scheme and they're all skittish on, you know, little offense on trying to tell you what their scheme is, their scheme is whatever's going to win, whatever the best defense against this offense this week.
How about this? I'm just looking. I haven't looked at the article yet, but here's the tweet from Joe Shad with a link to the article. Miami Dolphins' Minka Fitzpatrick is playing in the box, but says, quote, "It isn't best suited for me." Fitzpatrick's mom says the Dolphins are using him at strong safety to suit the skill set of teammates, not his.
His mom said it.
His mom said it.
He has to. He needs to call home.
Did I don't know if you've ever told the story. Certainly not while we've been on 790. Tell the story of your mom, and then when you got to Florida, when you got to University of Florida.
No, when I got to she at Florida, she was in high school. She ran the coaches
in high school. She said what she wanted, and she looked out for your best interest.
I was at I've told the story before. My 3 years at the school I was at, we were 4-6, and we had a parade of Sebrings go around the school because 4-6, we haven't won 4 games in 1 year in like 10 years before that. So we are not a great school, but I was an All-American. So my mom, therefore, had more pull than anybody in the school. So she would tell the head coach. She would come down
on
the field.
They couldn't lose you.
They couldn't lose me, and they couldn't upset her because then, therefore, they would lose me, not just physically, but if they lost me mentally, they'd be in trouble. So she would do whatever she wanted, talk to the coaches, talk to the players, however she wanted. When I got to Florida, she used to give Charlie Strong and Ron Zook hell. I got hurt in Jacksonville, the world's biggest cocktail party. I sprained my foot. My mom beat me to the locker room. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars home stadium. There's no way a mother should be able to run around that stadium like it's her house. She was in the locker room by the time I got there, already talking to the doctors about my foot. Once I got to the league, I had to have the conversation with her. Now, this is professional. This is a different thing. Nick Saban doesn't want to hear from you. George Edwards, who was my linebacker coach, you know, Dom Capers. Like,
don't talk to the media and don't talk to the coaches.
There's no reason for your name to come up on anything. And she was, you know, she it wasn't hard to do that. She understood it. Now it's a professional. Now it's a professional level, and I'm getting paid to do this. This isn't a coach that told you I'm taking my son under your wing like college coaches do. So we had to have that conversation. Minka needs to have a conversation with his mom.
Well, I haven't read this in advance. Here's what Joe Shad wrote in the Palm Beach Post. Minka Fitzpatrick can play everywhere, but he isn't happy with where he's being asked to play for the Miami Dolphins right now. I'm not 215, 220 pounds, Fitzpatrick said Wednesday. So playing in the box isn't best suited for me, but that's what coach is asking me to do. I'm going to go out there and practice my hardest. I might lose some of the matchups in the box, but I'm going to try my hardest. The coaches know what my skill set is, though. I talk to them. They know I can cover. Fitzpatrick has most often been playing close to the line of scrimmage in the middle of the defense. Fitzpatrick had success at free safety, boundary corner, and nickel corner last season as a rookie. With Rashad Jones and TJ McDonald missing time due to injury, Fitzpatrick has played what could be labeled strong safety, while Bobby McCain handles free safety and Eric Rowe often plays outside corner opposite Xavier Howard. "You just gotta do it, man," Fitzpatrick said. "If you resist it, you're not going to play well. If you think about playing somewhere else, you're not going to make the most of your position. I can go out there on the outside, but they're still trying to figure out. It's week two in the preseason. We still got some time. We just gotta trust the process." The reason Fitzpatrick was asked how he's being utilized is that his mother, Melissa, replied Wednesday morning to another tweet criticizing Minka's play. Melissa tweeted, "Maybe it's because Minka is not a SS strong safety and is being used to suit other people's skill set, not his own. But, you know, let's keep ripping him because we know it breaks your heart to do that." Asked about that tweet, Minka said, "She's always going to have my back. She's my mom. She has my back all the time." I get that, though.
But you shouldn't respond to,
you're right,
was it Omar Kelly? Don't respond to him.
Right,
he's a beat, like,
but I'm
not
saying
even bad-mouthing
beat writers. It was probably just a fan ripping Minka Fitzpatrick. I think she's just responding to a fan,
okay,
and then one of the beat writers sees it
and got it. But why? Like, to be honest, and I've heard somebody's feeling, I heard it. Why would Minka's mom go beneath herself, the starting safety, corner, nickel, dime, whatever they're going to put him at, for the Miami Dolphins, one of the only 32 in his position in the world? Why does your mom need to respond to a fan?
I kind of did it to Glenn Geffner, though, for Will Manso today. So I don't know if I'm best suited to take this side of the argument.
And to be honest, Glenn shouldn't have responded to you. Glenn shouldn't respond to us. Me, as I am now, I'm a radio guy. I know I'm an ex-Dolphin. When I criticize guys, I would be ashamed of them if they respond to me on Twitter. When I talk about the linebacker play, I've been very critical of Jerome Baker, Kiko, Raekwon McMillan, very critical of the front, the offensive line. Who the hell am I? Make your GM, your head coach, your OC, your DC happy. You don't need to make beat writers and fans happy, especially not anybody that's just talking trash. Their job is to criticize you. You should not go beneath yourself to do that. That's the conversation he has to have with his mom. Don't get caught up. That's what they want.
You respond to a troll, then I've got to talk about it in front of the media, and then all of a sudden it's a headline for Joe Shad that he's not exactly happy where he's playing.
You're giving them
fodder.
Importance.
Yeah.
But you're giving them importance, like the texters. The texters that text all the nasty stuff and want us to read it on air. I purposely don't read it on air. I respond back to them. You want to be me when you grow up? Stop being jealous. What have you accomplished? Because now it just eats them up inside. I'm not giving you any credit. All I'm doing is questioning you between me and you. They want credit. Like, Minka needs to talk. And I believe all athletes, like, tell your parents, Lonzo Ball is the one that, you know, everybody knows, the famous one. Dude, you're giving them more credit than they will ever have in their life by responding to their criticism. He has to tell his mom that he's a young guy. You know, he's coming in. This is the first time he's been criticized. We've praised him, you know, all year. And that's not even a criticism. Because for him to be able to go in the box at his size is, honestly, I want to praise him
to go
down in the
right,
box.
That's actually a great trait for someone his size.
And it's funny how you said it when you were reading it. He's played boundary corner. He's played strong safety. He's played free safety. He's done all that successfully for his rookie year. What if they just want to see him in the box so he has a better understanding of the defense?
Right, and now's the time to do it.
Rashad played linebacker. We've heard about Bobby McCain. He got paid. Bobby McCain got his big check playing nickel corner. Put him back at safety. Why they put him at safety? What if they just want him to learn the safety position to make him a better nickel corner? You don't have to read that much into it, and especially respond to a damn egg, a dude in his basement living off his mom and dad on Twitter. Don't respond to those people.
Hockman and Crowder are taking all the stations, Papa. We're taking all the stations, Papa. We're going to put a little fork in the Loco Hour. Because the Loco Hour is done, we take all the stations, Papa, the simulcast when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.